Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah. Hamafrish beis sloyim la'ashomai. Chavavim beis on the Mishnah, Hamafrish beis sloyim la'ashom. Now look, the Torah was machayev that you should buy the ashom with two sloyim. But here, instead of the person buying one osham, they bought two ashamas. So, v'lokach b'm shnei eved l'osham. So now it's like this. Im ho yoha echod yofe, mehen yofe shtei sloyim, yikrav l'ashamay. If one of these behemoths ended up being worth two sloyim, the simple way to learn is that you bought two ashamas for two sloyim, which means obviously they weren't worth, neither of them independently was worth two sloyim. And then they went up in value. That would be the simple way to learn. The Gemara, as we'll see, doesn't want to learn that way, because that enters a whole new shaylef, adam miskapa b'shvach hekdish. So we'll see, the Gemara deals with this problem. But that would be the simple way. The simple way to learn our Mishnah is a person was mafresh two sloyim, which is the required amount of money, but with it he bought two eved. So the Mishnah says like this: Im hoya echamim yofe shtei sloyim, yikolav la'ashamay. Okay, v'asheni yiro ad sheyistayev v'imocher v'yipludom uvlenedo. And the second one has to go like a Moser Oshem. All every Moser Oshem we have in Shas, what happens is that the Moser Oshem gets a mum, and with it you buy an oil, a carbon oil. That's the rule by every Moser Oshem. Whenever you have an extra Oshem for whatever reason, it goes the oil of a kayat samizbeach. That's what you use it for. So, now, okay, so that's it. Lokach per mishnei elim l'chum. What happens if you bought two elim chum? Meaning you were mile back, this basically. You took the money that you were mafresh for the asham, and instead of buying an asham, you bought, same case, you bought two elim, but the two elim were, you bought for chum. So now you were moyel behekdish. So now you not only are you left without a korban oshem, but now you chayev a meila, shamilas. Now you chayev a karen v'chomish for the meila that you did. So the Mishnah says like this: Echod yofe beisloim v'echod yofe asozus. Here you got a better deal. You got one is worth two sloim, and one is worth two and a half sloim. Asozus is 2.5 sloyim. So ayofe shtei sloyim yikrav la'ashamay. The one that was worth 2 sloyim is no problem. That you bring as your asham, as your initial asham. Vasheni l'milosay. And the second one you bring as a me'ilah, meaning it's a karen b'chaymish. It has everything you need. It has the karen, which is the 2 sloyim that you will moil behektish. And then you have to add a fifth. So the second one, you're still going to have to bring in Hashem Me'ilas. That's separate. But so when it says Me'ilasa in the Reisha, it means for your payment, your Me'ila payment. We'll see why it's called Me'ila. That's what it's called. Now what happens if it's Echad L'Hashem V'Echad L'Chum? What happens if you bought one for an Hashem and one for Chum? So Mahoya Shah Asham Yafesh Teislayim, no problem. Yikrav Lashamay. You bring that as an Asham. Vasheni Lemilosa. And the second one you bring for Me'ile, for Korban Me'ile. And now here Me'ilosa means Korban Me'ile. V'yavi ima sala b'chumsha. And with it, you bring the sell of a chaymish, which you owe for being mile behektish, by buying the two slime for the by using one sella for the chum. Okay. My milos diktoni reisha v'ashem ilu milos. The Gemara first just explaining that the mila and the reisha, the mila sefer mean two different things. In the reisha, mila means the payment of the mila, and in the sefer, mila obviously means the korban. So the Gemara qualifies that. Ilay me'er asham. What do you mean? Why does the asham cost a chaimish? Why do you have to buy the asham for 2.5 slime? Well, name of the asham by the higher maisile. Well, you have to add a fifth to the asham mila. So you see that the chaimish doesn't go together with the korban. It goes together with the principal payment. You bring it together with the payment. So you see clearly. Ella says the Gemara milase. When it says milase in the reisha, it means my dishani mehektish. What you benefited from hektish, and therefore you had the shtei slayim. V'yesh them shtei slayim. V'lokach bohem shtei elim luchum. V'yofa shtei slayim makiv le ayil osham. V'yofa aso azuz yov le lemay the mishani mehektish. And the 10 slayim you give for the principal and the chaimish. Okay, says the Gemara, that's fine in the Reisha, but my you came to the Milosa the Reisha Exeloi, a Masefa. The Sefa says the other way around. Echad Lashem, Echad Lachulin. Im Hoya Shal Oshem Yafesh Tesloim, Yikrav Lashem Evasheni the Milosa, the Yodhi Imo Salav Chemish. So you see in the Sefa, you're not using it as a payment. Abba Milosa, I Lashem. Reisha kolim losa gzela, seifa kolim the milosa. What's going on? It was the Gemara says Reisha davle ayah ruvi karen v'chom shei. In the Reisha, where the ayah works out to be the principal and the ikka payment and the chomish kolim losa gzela. Seifa the ayah ruvi karen v'chomish kolim the ayah losa. The seifa where it's too slime, so it's not the karen v'chomish that you use. Therefore. Now really the Gemara have answered the question. L'chayim, the Gemara's main question here is, what does the word milosei mean? In the Reisha you're telling me that the word milosei means the tashlume mila, and in the Sefer you're telling me that milosei means korban mila. Ultimately the Gemara is not answering the question. The Gemara is just saying why in fact in the Reisha you're using it for your me'ila payment, and in the Sefer you're using it for your korban me'ila. That the Gemara answered. Because in the Reisha it worked out that way, that the behemoth was worth the amount that you owed hektish plus chaimish. That's why in the Reisha you did that. And in the Sefer, the behemoth was worth more than you owed hektish, so you use it for your asher. So the Gemara answered that question, but the Gemara didn't answer as to why the same terminology is being used in the Reish and the Seif, and it's referring to different things. So that's one issue. Now, the Shita Mukobetzes here asks a very interesting question. He asks that L'chaira, when a guy takes the two slayim, so again, what was our case in Mishnah? We had two cases. One case where you bought with the two slayim, two korbanos Hashem. That was one example. So instead of taking the two slime and buying one asham, you bought two ashamas. That was the ratio. Over there, somehow the asham is worth two slime. So we said either it means that it went up in value, that would be the simple pshat, or it means you got a deal, which we'll discuss later. But however it is, in the ratio, the Gemara doesn't say that you chayev a korban me'ila. For the fact that you, l'chaira, you misused the money. You took the two slayim that was designated for your asham me'ilas, and you used it for two ashamas. So you misused the money. L'chaira, you were chayiv to take those two slayim and use it for one asham. The asham that you're chayiv to bring. The second asham that you were mafresh, you're not chayiv to bring. So that Asham L'chaira is a misuse of the Moish Hektish. L'chayra. So the Shita Mekubetzah, see, if you look Oif Yudalit, the Shita Mekubetzah has asked that for a question. The Shita asks, Uktas Kosher, Oif Yudalit on the right side. Uktas Kosher, Loma Loi Moa, Kivon de Loi Hoya Loi Liknoi Sak Kosher Mechot. K'moi Sha'abo B'demastit and Loma Moa. Just like in the other cases where you bought chum. If you bought something, l'chum, clearly you're moyo. That's the case of the sefer. So why in the ratio where you bought two hashamas, the shita's question is simple. It's the same misuse of the money. What's the difference if you misuse the money by buying chum, or you misuse the money by buying something which is not roy for the carbon that you designated the money for originally? I mean, what would be if somebody was mafresh money for a carbon oil, and then he bought a shlomim with l'chayre to be meila? That's the shita's question. L'chayre it would be meila, because you're misusing the mos hektish. Mos hektish was designated for this purpose. You did it with something else. That's l'chayre what the shita mekubetzah is resisting. So he says like this, V'shema Asya K'Rab Yehuda Doma V'Perik Hanene Hanishane Mikoydesh L'Koydesh Loimoha. He's so bothered by this question that the Shita sees no solution except for one of two very big dechukim. One doichik, which is the first eitz that the Shita Mekubetzah wants to give, which is that perhaps our Tana holds that if you're mafresh mikodesh l'kodesh, you're takanat moya. So if I designated $1,000 for korban oila, and I took that money and I did it for shlomim, the das chachomim is that you're moya. You misused the moya's hekdesh. Doesn't matter what you misused it for. You misused it. You moya the hekdesh. There's a shita Rabbi Yehuda that holds that if you take money from one korban that was designated for one korban, and with it you buy another korban, so you're not called my old bags. The pshat in that I gave when we were learning Mi'ilah. Because since Mi'ilah is gzeilam and a hekdesh, it's a form of stealing. So just like we find in Hilchos Geneva, that if you schlep an item out of somebody's domain, and you don't pick it up, until you take it into Rishus HaRabim, you're not a ganav, until you take it out of the guy's domain. Because you don't have a shame ganav unless you take it out of the domain. So Rabbi Yehuda holds taking money from being an oiler that designated to be an oiler and doing a shlomim, even though you're misusing Mois Ekdish, but you're never taking it out of Rishos Ekdish. You're never taking it out. That's his lumdus. But whatever his lumdus is, the Shita Mekubetzah wants to say that is maybe pshat here in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going like that Das Rabbi Yehuda. This Stam Mishnah is going like that Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, you're not well. The second teretz of the Shita is even a bigger chiddush. The Shita says that maybe it's talking about a case where you were amazing. And that's like an invisible chiluk, because the Reish of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah, Lachor, are talking about the same case. The Seif is clearly talking about a Shagik, because in the Seif it says you have to bring a korban meila. Right? So the Sefer is talking about Shegit, and the Mishnah just reads as one long Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have two slayim, you were mafresh for Yashem. Case A, you bought two Ashamais. Case B, you bought two Chulin Eilim. Where's the Chiluk? So the Shita just says, maybe, if you look at the Shita in the same piece, he says, Inami, the Lokach Perem, or Tzalem, or Bemezit. The Dafka Resha. The Shita himself is mortgaging the difficulty of this, that you're saying basically a Mishnah which reads as one long Mishnah is really completely different. The Reish is talking about Dafkin Mazin, and that's why there's no meal. Why would the Mishnah even do that? Why did the Mishnah give me a case of Shagig? Let the Mishnah have a pattern. The Reish should be Shagig, the Sefer should be Shagig, and there's a meal by both of them. What would be the reasoning to even say this? Now, What to me I find to be a chiddush nifla in this whole sheet is that the sheet seems to be saying that the din that an asham has to be worth two sloyim is intrinsic in the kedushas asham. Because otherwise the sheet doesn't have to go such a big chiddush. The sheet could say, you know what? They're both ashamas. And even if you hold Mishan and Mikdusha Lakdusha, if you take money of an oiler and use it for a shloman, you are moyal. But if you use it for asham also, then everybody will agree you're not moyal. The sheet didn't go that way, which would have been much easier to learn that way. Much easier to learn that way. We have a different question, which Rabbi Zalman Meltzer asks, which is, how in the world does the second asham have Kedusha? Just like we had if you have a chattas. If you mafresh one chattas, you can't be mafresh another one, because the chattas can only come if you're mechuyev. You can't even create a kedushas chattas. Right? So, but that we have to somehow give an etzah for. The Rebbe says, Zalman Meltzer stam es akasha. How do we have two hashomers? Toysis himself works on this question by chatois. How could you have two chatois if you hifresh bezach hazeh? So Tosfos says there's no such thing. Once you mafresh one chatas, the second chatas is nothing. That's Tosfos' question. And Moshech says. So if this is Zalman, asks the same question by us. How do you have a second asham? So I think the most simple way to learn is that you will mafresh the second asham achrayas. Achrayas of the first asham. But either way, it clearly in our Mishnah, in the Reisha, You wanted both of them to be on, at least online, for a carbon asham. So the Shittim of Gobetzes could have easily said, you know what? Over here, you're also a shaygig, just like in the Sefer. And the reason why you're not moyal is because it's asham number one and asham number two. You didn't do kalocha? Okay. But after all, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if you're shemeshana, mikodesh lekodesh, you're not moyal. Over here, even the Chachamim would agree to him. Because it's Asham 1 and Asham 2, you aren't even Mishana the Kedusha. Okay. Ishkefelach. I mean, what would you do technically if you set aside money for an Asham? Let's say you're an Elochid. You set aside money for an Asham, and you ended up buying it, you couldn't find an Asham for the amount of money that you set aside. So you bought the most expensive Asham you had. Now you have leftover money. So what would you do with that money? It would actually make sense that if somebody else was chayav an asham, give him the money. But it would actually make sense.
Is the first one even an asham?
If
it didn't fulfill the requirements, it's not too slow.
No, the first one was. The first one was an asham.
The
second one.
You didn't use too slow. Let's say, what if you go mafresh an asham for one seller? You didn't meet the requirements.
No, but that's not the case here. The case of the ratio is you will mafresh too slow. And then somehow you managed to get a two slum asham for one, however that happened. Now you have another one. So the sheet is asking, he's not asking on the first one, he's asking on the second one. Why aren't you moyel behekdish for the money you used on the second asham?
Can you be ma'afresh asham with less than two slum? Does it work?
If it doesn't work, it's even better. So then it's just Kedusha's Dhamim. Kedusha's Dhamim could work. For sure. You could put Kedusha's Dhamim on anything. I could say that stender, the value of that stender should go to Korban Asham. That would make the question even stronger, what I'm asking. But it seems that the sheet, all I'm saying is it seems that the sheet is teaching us that the two slime shear over here is intrinsic. And therefore, when you try to buy, similar to what David is raising, when you try to buy an asham for less than two slum, irrelevant of whether any kedusha is chal or kedusha is a goof, it's equivalent to a shinui kodesh. It's not just a side thing, you know, it has to be two slum. It's intrinsic in the kedusha's asham to such a degree that the shita holds buying a carbon asham for less than two slum. Or let's put it this way. An asham that's worth less than two shloim is equivalent to a shinui kodesh. That's the approach that the sheet is going. Because if the sheet wouldn't be going in that direction, then he wouldn't have to say his chiddush that he's saying. The only reason why the Sheet is going to this extreme, and he's saying, either our Mishnah is going like that, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That whole Shini Mikodesh Lakodesh, there's no Me'ilah. Or there's a difference between the Reish and the Sefer, Mezit, Shogit. He's only going to those extremes because he holds that the Etzem having an Oshem less than two Slayim is equivalent to Shini Kodesh. So all I'm saying is that it's clear from the Shita that the two Slayim is an intrinsic part of the Korban Hashem. It's not just that tonight you have to spend more money. It's not that. It's deeper than that. So again, as we go on in the sugi, I think we'll get some clarity in that, but that's clearly what the Sheet is teaching us. Now the Gemara comes and answers a question like this. Boy Rav Menashe Bar Gado, Bekinus Chumshin Ma'u Sheyiskapa. This is Mamash Apliya. What happens if you have redundant Me'ilas? Okay? So our Mishnah gave you a case, we had one Me'ilah, one Chaimish. What happened if you had redundant Me'ilas? Okay? So, Me'ilah, then you Me'il again, then you Me'il again. Altogether, the Chaimish, which was the half a Selah in the Mishnah, right, ended up growing to two Slayim. Could you now take the chaimish, the chumshin, and buy a korban mila with it? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, "Boy Rav Menashe Bar Gada, bekinus chumshin ma'al sheyiskapa." Okay, now the whole shaila really seems to be completely out of the box, because that chaimish that you separate l'chayra to pay back, that belongs to Hektish. That would be like somebody's going into Hektish's domain and saying, I owe a korban mila, okay, let me stick a shovel into the lishka and I'll take out my two slayim and I'll buy a komoshim. Why in the world that work? Even if you were the guy who dumped, let's say you're the one who dumped those coins into the lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. You went into the Beis HaMikdash, you dumped 20 slayim into the lishka. Okay. And now it's Hektish. You gave it to Hektish. Now you chayev a korban. So you know what? Let me go back to that pushka there. Take out two slayim and use it for korban. Would that be a shayla? But that's the Gemara shayla. The Gemara shayla, the chayev is that shayla. The Gemara is clearing. If you can use the chumshim that you owe Hektish now, that has already been separated, as you'll see from the Gemara, they've already been separated as payment. Okay, here's a chumash I owe Hektish. It's Hektish. So it's in the Pushkin. Hektish is Pushkin. Now here's another chumash I owe Hektish. Okay, Nochamol and Pushkin. Why in the world would you think that you could take the chumshim and use them, forgetting the halacha of ein dovah shebechayiv or boy elam and achulim, forget that. That's already a next level. Stop! What's good? This belongs to Hektish. These coins that you separated for your chaimish, Hektish money. It's not yours.
It's not in Hektish yet.
I don't care where it is, it's in the Pushkin. Amirosoy. Reb Zev Alamdin, like you know, it's 100% in the domain of Hektish. If you took that money now and bought a can of soda, what would be the halacha? Moyo behektish. If you took that same coin that you put aside for a chaimish and you were thirsty, you put it into the Coke machine. Moyo behektish. Why? Because it's Hektish's money. Why in the world are we entertaining that you could take that money and use it for a call? And now the Gemara goes into Shvach Hekdesh with a ganze shtickel Torah. What's going on here in the Gemara?
The same way we said at the beginning of the
set,
beginning of the Torah, there's still an Indian that it's got to get the Hekdesh. Even though it's dead, you're right. If you use
Mask him. Who owns the coin? Hekdesh.
No, you're not allowed to use that
out, but it's not necessarily in Hekdesh's Rishus yet. It's designated.
So why am I Moyel Behekdesh?
Because it's been Matrish off to the side.
That's wrong, Zev, you're wrong. If I took money and I said, listen, this money I want to make Kiddush tomorrow. I'm setting it aside, I'm making a neder. I will not use this money for anything else. If I use this money for anything else, I'm over a neder, because I made a neder, now this money should be used for Hekdesh. And I use that money today, and you know what I'm over? Bal Yachl, not me, Leba Hekdesh. You know why not?
Because it's not a Hekdesh yet.
But it's designated already, I have to be used for that purpose. Because it isn't Hekdesh yet. It isn't Hekdesh yet. Me'ilah is only something which is already in the bilus of Hekdesh, not something that's designated to be used. So this already today is in the bilus of Hekdesh. If somebody makes a nether on something and he's Mekadesh and Isha, she's Mekadeshes. If he makes something Hekdesh, he's Mekadesh and Isha, she's Eina Mekadeshes. Why? Doesn't belong to him. It's not his. I don't care if it's Rishus Hekdesh. I don't care about that. That we're dealing with Chiyuv Achrayus and this. That doesn't interest me over here. Over here you have a Chiyuv Kom. What are you doing? You're taking Hekdesh money and buying a Kom? What's the thinking here? So now the Gemara goes off to Mamish into a tangent, L'chayr. And the Gemara says like this. Is this similar to Shvach Hekdesh? What's the case of Shvach Hekdesh? Shvach Hekdesh is like this. Shvach Hekdesh we had in Tamura. I'm sure the other one remembers Chof Hei in Tamura. That was the part where we learned very fast. So maybe they don't remember that. Over there we had a sugi in Tamura, Shvach Hekdesh. The classic example of Shvach Hekdesh is you mafresh a behema, and the behema becomes pregnant and gives birth to a vlad. Now the vlad is also Hekdesh. All this whole package is part of what you originally were makdish. You made the carbon toida, yeah? You makdish the carbon toida. And now the toida has a baby. Now, could you use the baby? Okay. There it makes a lot of sense. Because the whole thing is still designated now for my carbon toida. The mother was my carbon toida. The vlad was my carbon toida. It's all toida. So there the Gemara is a shaila, yes. But maybe you still can't use the vlad, because the vlad grew in what we call Hekdesh's domain, even though that domain was technically the domain of my carbon toida Hekdesh. That's very different. That's very different. There, this is my carbon toida. This is mine. And that's where Zev has a point, meaning I have a carbon toida, it's mine. So I bring it to base on English, it's my toida. It's my title. It's associated to me. So there, if that title and all of its offspring are my title, technically. It's mine. Mine, I don't mean mine, Choshe Mishpat. I mean, it's my carbon title. That's what it was designated for my carbon title. So now there's a shaila. Can you use the vlad of that title? Could you say, you know, forget the mother. I'll use the vlad. So if Yechon says, Oda b'skapa b'shvach Hekdesh, you could do that. And then what you do is you bring the breads with the vlad, not with the mother. Because now the vlad is your carbon type. If you hold any of the b'skapa b'shvach Hekdesh, basically what that means is that there's another condition. In order for you to use a carbon, it has to be that carbon grew by you, not by Hekdesh. Fine. That I hear as an a side issue, a zaitik and machloikis, on that this is a tumult. Yes, no, could you use Shvach Hekdesh? Could you not use Shvach Hekdesh? I understand. But here we're dealing with a whole different story. Here you will makdish a chomish back to Hekdesh. It's not yours, it's Hekdesh. It's not your anything, it's Hekdesh. Right? Now you want to take that money which you owe Hekdesh. But you already were makdish to Hekdesh, which belongs to Hekdesh. Now you want to take that money and use it for your carbon osha. What's the Gemara's analogy? The Gemara not only holds it's a good shaila, but the Gemara holds that maybe even if you hold normally, ain't of the miskapa b'shvach Hekdesh, over here it would work. Because here you will makdish verbally, you will makdish this coin. When you said, I'm giving this as a chaimish to Hekdish. To me, I don't even understand how it enters the realm of thought that you should think that you could use this for Yashim. If somebody, if they wouldn't be such a gemar in Krisus, somebody would ask me such a shayla, I'd say, what got into you? What are you thinking? Forget if it was Pesach, I'd kill him, I'm saying, even a Sanhedrin. What's the Gemara thinking, Bechla? The Gemara, let's just see the Lashon HaGemara. Intim Tzolameh Adam Eskapa Mishus Hekdish. It says, Intim Tzolameh Adam Eskapa Mishvach Hekdish Mishum Dekotach Kameh. Maybe normally you could use Shvach Hekdish because you worked on it, meaning you had a behemoth and you were Makdish. Now who kept the behemoth going? You. It was in your domain. You fed it. You. So it's your... We look at the Shvach as something you facilitated. You facilitated. Maybe there you could use Shvach Hekdish. I will walk at the Loikatorach Loi Miskapel. Over here you didn't do that. Or Idilmentim Seloimar, we could go the other way. Even if you hold Einodim Miskapel Vishvach Hekdish, Mishun Deloi Afreshe. Because you didn't separate. Meaning, this Gemara is a Shtikel Raya to the Rishonim and Bava Basra. That say, what's the reason why Ein Mi'ila Begidulei Hekdish? If you hold Ein Mi'ila Begidulim, the Gemara there in Bava Basra, the Vayim Tes, that if you makdish a tree, and then the tree grows fruit, there's an opinion who holds that you don't bring a carbon Mi'ila if you're moil, of course you can't take the fruit, it belongs to Hekdish. But it's a machlekes whether there's a carbon Mi'ila. And if you hold Ein Mi'ila Begidulim, there's no carbon Mi'ila. So the Ramban, and Bava Basra explains, because Mi'il is only on something that you were makdish. Kedusha's peh. So most hektish is Kedusha's peh. How did it come about? By you making the Kedusha. The Gidulim wasn't Kedusha's peh. So L'chaim, that's Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara means, maybe, why can't you use Shvach Hektish normally? Because you didn't give the Kedusha's peh. Therefore, it can't be used for your carb. But over here, Avol Hadim Kinos Chumshin. But these Chumshin that added up now to two Sloyim, the Afresho, Ikolayim the Miskapel. And now the Gemara brings the whole Shaila. The Ibayilahu Miskapel Bishvach Hekdesh Eloi. Can you be Makdesh Shvach Hekdesh Anato Shema Hamakdesh Teishlon Losh? Now the Gemara wants to be right from our Mishnah, because again, the simple reading of our Mishnah is that Eina Chaname that when you're being makdish, when you set aside these two slime and you brought two ashamas, and one of them was worth two slime, the simple pshat is when you bought it, it wasn't worth two slime, and now it went up in value. So the Gemara is assuming that means that the increase in value, which is what we would call shvach hekdish, adam iskapa b'shvach hekdish. That's how the Gemara is understanding. Adam iskapa b'shvach hekdish. So the increase in value is something that you could use to get a kapporet. That's how the Gemara is understanding this. So the Gemara says, "Toshmai yamafish teisloim loshem v'lokach b'mishteyel loshem. Ho yachem yom shteisloim yikav l'ashom v'ashen yoshi istov yivachem v'dovam v'dovam." My love, doesn't it mean the zovim ba'alba ayel? You bought an ayel that was only worth one seller, four zuz, one sell. V'shavach, and now it became worth more. V'shavi t'mnayim. Now it's worth eight. Ushma mino the miskapel b'shvach hekdish. That's the Gemara. You see that shvach hekdish works. So the Gemara says no. Boy, hocha b'mayaskinon. And this, by the way, I also have a problem. Because l'chayre, our mishnah is much better than shvach hekdish. See, we have three things we're dealing with here. We're dealing with chumshin. We're dealing with Shvach Hekdish, and then we're dealing with our Mishnah. The way I see it, these are three separate parshas. Chumshin, I don't even begin to understand. Weisata, how in the world are you using that for a call? Beyond understanding. It's Hekdish's money. What are you doing? Taking Hekdish's money that you owe Hekdish, and now you want to use it for your mitzvah? What's going on? It doesn't make sense. It's Morafizig.
Not you. You were modeled, and so therefore the regard
Exactly.
So therefore, maybe that money that is now, if you had nothing to do with it, it's now Achiv to give a chaimish. Maybe you can transfer that money. You don't have to do it anyway.
Who am I? I already was mafresh it. The Gemara is talking about a case you already mafresh those coins. They belong to Hechnish now.
Yeah, but
you're a nobody.
But you
have no authority on that money at all.
But you,
zero.
But you can still designate.
You can't. You could designate it like Rabbi Yankiv could designate it. And like Yidl could designate it.
Why? Maybe it's different. You.
Who are you? I want to ask you, Zev, let's say you take a give the chumshin, you're not such a London, you're not dealing with your carbon mehila, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you say, here, this is what I owe Hector. You go over to Gizbe, you say, you know, I never liked the lighting here in the Beis HaMikdash. It's very glaring. I like soft lights. Please take the chumish, and I want it to be used for the lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. You know what the Gizbe will tell you? Zognish can deus. We don't take deus from anybody, and especially people that are moil bagdish. Go fly a kite. So now the guy comes and he goes, noch besser, forget the lighting. This is going for my comb. What are you? Have you lost it? What's in your head? What in the world are you thinking? You have no right to dictate where this money goes. Now you're saying, forgetting we didn't even get to Michal's question. Every now and then it sounds fine. That's another good question. You see, Michal, just so you know, so when I say it's quote, I really mean it. That's good, that's a good cash. But what's bothering me is I'm not even holding there. The regular case of Ein Dovah Shebechayv Ubolam Anachulam means I have money, meiser money, right? It's mine. When I say mine, I mean it's for my purposes. I do have a right how to channel my meiser money. I could take my meiser money and buy a steak and eat a steak in Yerushalayim. I can buy the meiser money and buy a platter of fruit and eat a fruit. So I should be able to take my meiser money and buy a comb. On that there's a new halacha. Ein dovah shebechayv bo elam menachum. You understand me, Shaul, why I hold this is not even that. That's a whole different. Ein dovah shebechayv bo elam menachum is a different pouch. That's my money, that's passing yours. It's your money. When I say yours, I don't mean you could be Mekadosh and Isha. Because if I care my Sosheni, the Moman Gavoya, Machlekes, but Moman Gavoya. But the point is that the Meiser is for your use. So now you could channel it for whatever use you'd like. Now, if the halacha would be that you could bring a carbon for Meiser, no problem. It's for your use. This is what you want to bring it for. Because what the heck? This is very different. This is not for your use. This chaimish is money you owe the Beis HaMikdash. And you, by the way, you just gave it to them. You put it into the pushkin. Now the only thing it's got to be is delivered. Now what are you doing? Now you say, you know what? This is what it's going to go for. How does it begin to put the... So that's the first case. That was our main case that we were dealing with. From there... I told you. So how we got from Mafresh Toida and I had a baby, I don't know, because that's the classic case. Classic case of Shvach Hekdesh is you Mafresh a Toida, the Toida has a baby. Now you want to take the baby and use it for a call. So that is a Shaila or the Miskapa b'Shvach Hekdesh or not. There we said we understand it. That's very much more similar to the Meiser case. Because there it's your Toida. It's supposed to be used for your Toida. And your Toida now increased in value by having another Vlad. So maybe you could use that for a carbon Toida. That's the debate. That I understand. Now, so that's so far we didn't understand the two cases. Now we go to case three. We're going to try to use case three to bring a riot to case one. Case one was the Chumshin. Right? It's case one. Well, meanwhile, we're not bringing a raya. We're talking about what's miskapa. Okay? We'll see if it can ever trail its way back. Case one was chumshin. Case two, which is the classic example, is shvach hekdesh, which is toido, vlad toido, you want to bring the vlad toido. That's that. Now we're going to case three, which is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you were mafrish two slayim, right? You mafresh two slayim. You bought a carbon. You bought two carbonis. The Gemara says actually, l'chayre, the carbon that was worth at the end of the day two slayim is because it went up in value from when you purchased it. We're assuming you bought two carbonis that were worth less than two slayim, obviously. Together they're worth two slayim. They went up in value. And now with the Mishnah says you could use it. Is it right that you could use Shvach Hekesh? Now, here I'm totally confused again. Because this case, to me, is a no-brainer. Even if you hold any of the Miskapa Vishvach Hekesh, this should be okay. Why? Because you have a carbon ashen here. Right? Carbon ashen physically now is worth two slayim. That's what it's worth. The Torah required of you to bring a carbon that's worth two slayim.
Not to spend?
We'll see, not to spend. Because if it's to spend, then we're going to have a problem anyway. We'll have a problem anyway. Because the flip side I had to learn is that the shepherd, the guy you bought it from, gave you a deal. So you know what? I don't want you to spend slayim. Spend only one. That shouldn't work. If you have to spend two slayim, then the Gemara's answer won't work. Who cares that the guy came to you and said, you know what, Pesach, I have achmanos on you. We'll give it to you for one. What does that help? If you have to spend two slayim. The Torah says, I don't have to spend two slayim. I have to bring an ashen that's worth two slayim.
But my Torah also,
Sure. I have to spend money for an ashen. Get a deal. Michel, you're the kind of guy who would have gotten a deal. I don't think you would have spent two slayim on this. I don't see it. So Levi said, if you have an ashen, and now it's worth two slayim, so what do you want? Why can't I bring it? Why shouldn't I be able to bring it? The case of the Gemara in Tmura is a case where you had a toivah, you were mafresh a toivah. So this is a toivah. The toivah gave birth to a new thing. This thing. This thing is called Shvach Hekesh. Now I want to say, okay, forget about this, cut this, I'm bringing this one. It's Machlekes. Or the Meskabah of Shvach Hekesh or Meskabah. This carbon now is a Heftza of Shvach Hekesh. So now we can have a Shaila. Can you bring it? Can you not bring it? Good. Here, I'm bringing the same table. I'm bringing the same carbon table. The Toida's here. And right now it's worth two slayim. What do you want from me? So what?
So that's
Shvach Hekesh. It's not Shvach Hekesh. To me, it's a very basic question. I go back to David's question, which is the two slayim a condition for the Hekesh to be chal? Clearly, at this point of the Gemara, it's not. Because if it would be, then the Gemara should have a much bigger question. It's not an ashen. Because when you were makdash, it was worth less than two slayim, so it's chulim. But the Gemara is not going that way. You hear what I'm saying, sir? The Gemara is saying that even though you bought this asham for one selah, one and a half slayim, it's an asham. It's just you can't bring it because it's not worth two slayim. But it is an asham. Because if it's not an asham, we don't even begin the process. Shvach hekdash means you have a hekdash. Hekdash was mashbiach. So it must be that the Tanai that has to be worth two slayim is not a din in you being makdash it, but it's a din in the bringing. This is what the animal has to be. Okay, so now that's what it is. I want to ask you, if you makdash an animal before the right age, that it could be bought for this particular carbon, and then it reaches the age, would you say any of them miskaper v'shvach hekesh? Namaskar. Why was Chabasar Hekdish? I'm not you. This is the same carbon I was Makdish. Now it reached the age, it got a happy birthday, now it could be brought as a carbon. Finished. What does this have to do with other Miskapa Vishwach Hekdish? Other Miskapa Vishwach Hekdish means I have one carbon, and that carbon now gave birth to another carbon. Now this is a new entity. And now we have a shayla of this new entity is roy to be used as a carbon. Okay. What does that have to do with our case? could hear many other shailas. If the Gemara would say, you know, there's dichui here. Okay, dichui, since it wasn't worth transforming at the beginning, now it got pushed off. I can entertain a lot of svaras here if you want. But I don't understand the svar of Eina the Miskap of Ishvachetis. This is the Qur'an that I was makdish. Now there's a condition the Torah gave that it has to be worth two svarim at the time of the Hakovah. And it is. I'm not using something else, I'm using this Qur'an, this original Qur'an. Now it's worth this life. What? Again, why does the Gemara hold that this is a raya to other miskabah v'shvachetis? No shachas. And that's why I brought down this Tosfos in Tmura, in Menachos rather. We'll finish next week because this is too intense for this week. But the Tosfos is bothered. Why is Vlad Chatas L'misa Azla? Why do we say that if a Chatas has a Vlad, that Vlad dies? If you hold other Miskapa B'Shvach Hegdish, so then bring the Vlad. Let the Vlad come. Poshe Pshat Vlad Chatas L'misa Azla is because there's nothing to do with it. It's like a Moshe Chatas. What are you supposed to do with it? You have nothing to do with it. That's Poshe Pshat. Right? But if you hold Adam Mechapa B'Shvach Hekdish, I could use the offspring of a Korban to get a Kapora. So Toys is bothered. Why is L'misa Azla? That's Toys' cash. If you look at the Toys here, Michael Mashwan, Menachos Daf Pei, Mashma Nami B'Perek Basra D'Krisis, the boy Rabbi Lez Adam Mechapa B'Shvach Hekdish Eloi, or Rabbi Yechanan, Kama Shalom God of Vosham Aloch Azul, Michlal Dom Rabbi Yechanan. And then he says, V'Tema, the bitmura, the perikets of marim in amar biyechan, and if his chatas moves the yoldo, rots of bom escape, rots of the my time, except of biyechan, shrim the shir, ubu av yerch ima, you have like a map to stick at the sakai, so the bom, umois of us, and my blood, and massa kitano, you poor robo, me my the time to be a shine the shir, you do my time to be a and the scap is sakai. Toys says like this. Toys is bothered with, why do we have to unravel a new svara. He says, you know what, you could use the Vlad because I look at it like when you were mafresh the Chatas originally, since the Chatas was already pregnant, so your intention was either I'll use the mother or I'll use the Vlad, so it's not really a Vlad Chatas, it's like you were mafresh both, one or the other. So Tosfos says clearly that there's a Xeris HaKosav, he says, that you can't use a Vlad Chatas. If you look now, go towards the bottom of Tosfos. He says, Vadai, there's a little star there, Ketoida. You got it? Towards the bottom of Tosfos. There's a star. It says, Ketoida. Elo Vadai Bechatos Ein Miskapa B'Shvachetish. You can't Miskapa B'Shvachetish. The Ik Shehit B'Shvachetish Muberes Ahuloi Mikri Shvachetish Lab Yechon. Keep him Lab Yechon. But he says, otherwise, Ibehif Shvachach Nesabra Abolei Vlad Chatos Mesov Ein Miskapa B'Shvachetish. Tosfos is basically saying that even if you hold other miskapa b'shvach hekdesh, but a vlad chatas, there's a halacha l'moishe misinai, vlad chatas goes to misa. It's not the way you learn simply that the reason why vlad chatas goes to misa is because we don't know what to do with it. No, because according to Yechon, we do know what to do with it. Other miskapa b'shvach hekdesh, use it if you want. No, it's halacha l'moishe misinai, vlad chatas is l'misa azor. So what's Tosfos clearly telling us? He's telling us that the Vlad is a separate entity. The Vlad is not a twin with the Korban. It's a separate entity. So there we have a Shaila, or the Miskaper with this new entity, or ain't the Miskaper with this new entity. That's the issue. But where the Korban itself became worth more, and it happens to be a Tanaita, when you bring a Korban, it should be worth more. What's that have to do with this? Vlad of a Korban is a new entity, and that's this whole Tosfos. That Vlad Chatas goes to death because it's a Vlad Chatas. It's not the Chatas itself. So by Osham, it's unquestionable that when the Osham itself now becomes more valuable, it's worth two slayim. The carbon itself intrinsically is worth two slayim. What's the problem? Give him the head. Go bring the carbon. Now again, as I said, yes, could we think of Svaris? Why there's a problem that when you were makdish the carbon, it was worth less than two? That should be an ongoing problem? Yes, of course I could think of issues. But not because any of them is kapavish hachetvish. The problem could be, it's not, the kedusha is not how to begin with, it's a dichoy, it's this. But why? What's the Gemara bringing this rule? And again, now we're somehow going to trail back to chaymish, which has nothing to do with this. You're taking money up on. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll continue next week in Mitzvah Shem.